Can you explain some of the parallels between a wolf recovery project in Yellowstone and what might happen in Western Colorado?
You can make a very strong case, a very science-based, informed case that what we did in Yellowstone is exactly what should be done in Western Colorado. We knew from the outset that gray wolves are so very capable of settling suitable habitat that if we gave them just a chance, they would take care of the rest. And for lots of reasons, it's almost a certainty that the only way gray wolves will ever come to occupy the great wildlands of Western Colorado is through reintroductions. Waiting on natural recolonization to occur is a fool's errand.
Can you explain a little bit about why? I think we have had some reports of wolves in Colorado, in northern Colorado.
Yeah, sure. So, no, and they've wandered through the western half of the state, but it's a small number. And one wolf on the Great Big Walkabout does not a population make. If you take a real hard, objective look at the best science that we can assemble about landscape connectivity, it's almost a certainty that not enough wolves would ever make the trip to Colorado, survive long enough to find one another, have enough puppies to give rise to a viable population. Wolves are quite capable of wandering tremendous distances, but they typically don't. So the distance doesn't help. The number of animals involved coming from the north to the south will be very, very modest. When the state of Wyoming puts in front of the federal government a wolf management plan that the federal government can accept as adequate, federal protections for gray wolves in Wyoming will go away. What the state of Wyoming is almost certainly going to do is consider the gray wolf to be a predator species. A predator designation means that you can be shot any time, day or night, any time of the year, in any numbers, and left in the field. You're vermin. The connections between Wyoming and Colorado aren't great anyway, and they're going to get fundamentally worse. So those individuals that are on a great big walkabout have to run this gauntlet that is a lousy habitat of Wyoming.
Right.
So you're not going to have a whole bunch of gray wolves drifting south out of Wyoming. They ain't going to make it. Why not take the bull by the horns, conduct a reintroduction, build a management scheme that allowed for the needs and concerns of Coloradans?
And what would we see in terms of benefits in Western Colorado if we did have wolves in our landscape?
Well, from a spiritual perspective, from a moral perspective, wolves in Colorado would be the last piece of a 40-plus year restoration puzzle that we have been assembling that would result in gray wolves being reestablished all up and down the Rocky Mountains from the high Arctic to the Mexican border, more specifically to the ecology of Western Colorado. If gray wolves became common enough and were in place long enough, they could begin to add resiliency and promote the integrity of the wild landscapes of Western Colorado by fundamentally killing a good number of elk and deer. That would allow for a host of beneficial effects to trickle through the food system. It's called a trophic cascade. If gray wolves are common enough for a long enough period of time, they can be great ecological engineers promoting health and diversity and resiliency. And on the flip side, there are really no profound downsides to having gray wolves in Western Colorado.
Why do you think so many people have such an emotional response to wolves?
Sure. Well, I've grown convinced that gray wolves affirm the power of myths. Little Red Riding Hood is a powerful story. So to some extent, that's why, because the myth of the gray wolf is powerful. Ever since we have huddled around fires for comfort and security, we have shared stories. That's what galvanized us. And some of the stories became so powerful as myths and a glue that bound us together. And ever since then, we have not accommodated wild, self-willed nature. And the gray wolf is all about wild, self-willed nature. If you're willing to take a fair, objective look at the gray wolf, in other words, embrace a reasonable estimation of the truth about gray wolves, you know what you conclude? They're really easy to live with. They're not the devil incarnate that people imagine them to be.